the cards they fly. Underneath the strip the shadows cry. He's waiting there with the grin so wide. The Vegas Ripper takes his prize tonight. You can't outrun, you can't escape. The Ripper's here sealing your fate. In the sewers beneath the lights, you'll meet him.
Welcome to Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast, where the lines between reality and nightmare blur, and the darkness beneath the surface begins to rise. Tonight, we take a detour from the bright lights of the Las Vegas Strip, far away from the slot machines and champagne-soaked fantasies. This is not the Las Vegas you know. It's the Vegas that lurks underneath, where shadows have a mind of their own, and debts aren't just monetary. They are played with your soul. This is the story of the Vegas Ripper. A man whose obsession with luck cost him his life, and maybe even his soul. Some say he died decades ago, during Vegas's early rise in the 1950s. Others say he never truly left. His name was Salvatore D'Angelo, a gambler, a drifter, a man with a task for risk and for blood. Now, he's nothing more than a twisted Vegas legend, a ghost lurking beneath the neon glow, feeding off the city's greed. But beware, because sometimes legends don't stay dead. Good evening, ghosts, ghouls, and goblins. We return you to our tale of Salvatore Sal D'Angelo, who came to Las Vegas in the 1950s with a thirst for wealth and a belief that Lady Luck was on his side. He was a high roller, bouncing from casino to casino with endless confidence. His charm was magnetic, his demeanor larger than life. But Las Vegas doesn't reward all who come seeking her fortunes. on a fateful night in the summer of 1955, Sal found himself at the table of the infamous Flamingo Casino. The atmosphere was thick with cigar smoke and desperation. Luck had been with Sal at first. He had amassed a small fortune, enough to leave and live comfortably for the rest of his life. But greed is a killer. Sal bet everything, hand after hand, roll after roll. The tides turned, his fortune evaporated in the blink of an eye. With every loss, the pit in his stomach grew deeper, darker. He even borrowed, pleaded, and tried to charm his way back into the game, but the house showed no mercy. By dawn, he was ruined. The casinos tossed him out, beaten and bloodied, with a debt on his head. His once pristine suit was torn, and his shoes, polished the night before, were covered in grime. He stumbled into the back streets, cursing the city that took everything from him. He wasn't just broke, he was broken. Las Vegas had chewed him up and spat him out. Desperate, he wandered the shadowed alleys, searching for solace in the bowels of the city. And that's where he found the infamous Las Vegas sewers. The sewers of Las Vegas are a labyrinth of filth and decay, stretching beneath the shimmering lights and golden facades of the casinos. To those who know their way, it's a hidden world. For Sal, it was a prison of his own making. He made his home in the tunnels, surrounded by rats and vermin, the dripping echoes of a forgotten world, where many of his clan lived after Vegas swallowed them whole. As the days passed, the isolation consumed him. The faint sounds of the slot machines above him became a torment. He could hear the distant laughter, the clicking of the poker chips, the unmistakable ding of jackpots. But Sal had nothing. The life he once knew was all but gone, and in the darkness, something inside of him snapped. The man who emerged from those tunnels wasn't Sal anymore. He became something else, something cruel, vengeful, and slightly deranged. They say his first kill was a vagrant who wandered too close to his territory. But after that, Sal's thirst for revenge grew. He began to stalk the tourists, the gamblers who left the casinos in the dead of night. Their pockets heavy with winnings, he lured them with his stories, whispering promises of hidden fortunes beneath the city. Then he'd strike. His victims were found days later, cut up, mutilated, and stuffed with playing cards, aces of spades, shoved into their mouths as if mocking their fate. Each murder more brutal than the last. And every time the strip's lights flickered, it was said that Sal was at work, slicing through flesh as easily as he'd once cut through a deck of cards. For years, the murders were whispered about in Vegas underworld. No one could pinpoint exactly who or what was responsible. The cops found bodies mutilated and discarded, but there were no fingerprints, no evidence, just the stench of death and lingering scent of cheap whiskey. By the mid-1960s, the story of the Vegas Ripper began to take on a life of its own. People claim to see him in the darkest corners of the city. Fremont Street, downtown, his face a pale mask of fury, his eyes glowing like the red-hot neon of the old casino signs. Some swore they had heard his raspy voice from the depths of the sewer grates, whispering, promising a fortune before a chilling laugh echoed through the night. But it wasn't just tourists who feared him. Locals had their own superstitions. Bartenders, cocktail waitresses, and pit bosses whispered that Sal's spirit still haunted the strip, waiting for those who gambled a little too much, who drank too deeply of the city's sinful offerings. It became a cautionary tale. If you lose too much in Vegas, the Vegas Ripper might come for you next. In recent years, there have been many sightings. Some say it's just a legend. Others, though, have chilling stories of their own. A security guard at a luxury hotel swore he saw a man in a tattered 1950s suit standing beneath the flickering streetlight, his eyes glowing red as he dragged something heavy into the storm drain. When the guard went to investigate, the man was gone, but the faint echo of cruel laughs lingered. A woman leaving a casino late one night claimed she was approached by a man offering to show her a secret underground gambling den. But when she followed him, something about his voice sent chills down her spine. She turned back, just in time to see his face transform into a twisted grin, bloodstained, cards spilling from his pockets as he vanished into the night. Las Vegas is a city built on chance, a place where fortunes rise and fall, with the flip of a card on the spin of a wheel. But under the glittering facades lies something much darker, a reminder that not all who lose Vegas. The Vegas Ripper is no longer just a man. He is a curse, a shadow, cast by the greed, the sin, the desperation that built this city. They say the Ripper still roams the streets at night, stalking those who push their luck a bit too far. So the next time you place the bet, or take that risk, remember, the house always wins. But the Ripper, he doesn't just take your money. He takes your soul. Las Vegas, the city that never sleeps, where fortunes are made in the blink of an eye. All bets are on the table at all times, and lost in the shadows. But what if I told you that the real danger doesn't come from the games of chance or the house that always wins? No. Beneath the glimmering lights and endless noise lies something far more sinister. The Vegas Ripper still roams these streets, lurking beneath the city's heartbeat, waiting for his next unlucky villain. Maybe it's just a ghost story. Maybe it's just an urban legend. But as you walk down those dark alleys, as you stare in the shadows cast by the neon glow, ask yourself this. Is it just your imagination? Or are those footsteps you hear behind you? Because if you hear the faint jingle of slot machines in the dead of night and a cold breath on your neck, it just might be too late. The Ripper's hand is already dealt, and tonight, maybe you're the one he's after.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain. And it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Unfold.